dangerous. You are an intruder here, and I am the only one on your side. Don't forget that.
Who are you? I asked. The faceless man handed me the torch as if passing a baton.
I am the Hollow Man, he said.
Faceless face towards me, he waited in the darkness for me to speak, but I could not find the right words. Eventually, without a sound, he disappeared. He was right in front of me one second, swallowed up by darkness the next. I shone the light in his direction, but only the dull white wall came out of the darkness. As the man had said, the door to room 208 was unlocked. The knob turned in my hand without a sound. I took the precaution of switching the torch off, then stepped in as quietly as I could. As before, the room was silent, and I could sense nothing moving inside. There was the faint crack of melting ice moving inside the ice bucket. I switched on the torch and turned to lock the door. The dry, metallic tumbling of the lock sounded abnormally loud in the room. On the table in the center stood the unopened bottle of Cutty Sark, clean glasses, and the bucket full of fresh ice. The silver-colored tray beside the vase shot the beam of the torch back with a sensual gleam, as if it had been waiting for me for a very long time. In response, it seemed, the smell of the flower's pollen became stronger for a moment. The air around me grew dense, and the pull of gravity seemed to increase. With my back against the door, I watched the movement around me in the beam of the torch. This place is dangerous. You are an intruder here, and I am the only one on your side. Don't forget that.
Don't shine that light on me,
said a woman's voice in the inner room.
Do you promise not to shine that light on me?
I promise, I said. 34. The light of a firefly. Breaking the spell. A world where alarm clocks ring in the morning. I promise, I said, but my voice had a certain artificial quality, as when you hear a recording of yourself speaking.
I want to hear you say it, but you won't shine your light on me.
I won't shine the light on you, I promise.
Do you really promise? You're telling me the truth?
I'm telling you the truth. I won't break my promise.
All right, then. What I'd really like you to do, if you don't mind, is pour 2 whiskeys on the rocks and bring them over here. Lots of ice, please.
She spoke with the slightest hint of a playful, girlish lisp, but the voice itself belonged to a mature, sensual woman. I laid the penlight lengthways on the table, and in its light went about pouring the 2 whiskeys, taking a moment first to steady my breathing. I broke the seal on the Cutty Sark, used tongs to fill the 2 glasses, and poured the whiskey over the ice cubes. I had to think clearly about each task my hands were performing. Large shadows played over the wall with every movement. I walked into the inner room, holding the 2 whiskeys in my right hand and lighting my way along the floor with the torch in my left. The air felt chillier than before. I must have worked up a sweat in my rush through the darkness and was now beginning to cool off. I remembered that I had shed my coat along the way. As promised, I turned out the light and slipped it into my pocket. Then, by feel, I placed 1 whiskey on the night table and took my own with me to the armchair by the bed. In total darkness, I nonetheless remembered the layout of the room. I seemed to hear the sliding of sheets against each other. She was raising herself in bed and leaning against the headboard, glass now in hand. She gave the glass a little shake, stirring the ice, and took a sip of whiskey. In the darkness, these were all like sound effects in a radio play. I inhaled the aroma of the whiskey in my hand, but I did not drink. "It's been a long time," I said. My voice sounded somewhat more like my own than it had before.
"Has it?"
she said.
"I'm not sure what that means, time, or a long time."
"As I recall, it's been exactly 1 year and 5 months," I said.
"Well, well,"
she said, unimpressed.
"I can't recall exactly."
I put my glass on the floor and crossed my legs. "You weren't here last time I came, were you?"
"Of course I was. Right here, in bed. I'm always here."
But I'm sure I was in room 208. This is room 208, isn't it?